USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and it starts with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
The Customs and Border Protection folks told us what we needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies, and the policies that were in place before to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Senators who visited facilities on the southern border last week say they were told to delete the evidence.
During the visit, senators saw unaccompanied children, some with positive COVID cases, in cramped conditions inside makeshift tent-like structures.
We were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Senate leadership on Fox News, would not say who told him to delete the pictures. Senator Ted Cruz posted video from a border facility in Donna, Texas, saying that a Biden administration staffer told him not to film. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And more than 40 people are dead after heavy rains triggered a landslide in Indonesia. Dozens of homes have also been destroyed by the landslides on Flores Island. Local authorities say several people are also still missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The chief medical advisor to the president says there's light at the end of the tunnel as far as ending the pandemic.
The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
I can't give you a day or a week, but I can tell you, as we get more data showing that it is going to be extremely unlikely that people are going to transmit it, you're going to be seeing recommendations that people are not going to have to wear masks. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. Same way with the travel, saying now you can travel. When you travel, you don't have to get tested before and after, except if your destination demands that. You don't have to get quarantined when you come back from a situation. So more and more, you're going to be start seeing the advantages of getting vaccinated, whereas before, you're right, people ask a question, if there's nothing different, well, we know, why do we need to get vaccinated? Well, there's a good reason. One, you're protecting yourself, and you very, very unlikely will get sick if you get vaccinated, but also, it will give you a freedom of getting back to some degree of normality.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Stanford has captured the Women's Division I Basketball National Championship, outlasting Arizona 54-53 Sunday evening. The overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament won their first title since 1992. Haley Jones led the Cardinal with 17 points and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.